Hey, what's up, guys, and welcome to a very, very, very special episode of Let's Get Real. My name is Brandon, and before I introduce my guest, I think we need to hear the intro just one more time. So let's go. That's right. Now, I see a very special guest because I admire what she does. I admire her as well as a sister in Christ. And, you know, oftentimes when we want to invite guests, we sometimes need to encourage them and convince them to come on the show to share their testimony and their story. But for her, when I first approached her, she was like, "Ons, let's do it, let's go." So for that, I'm very, very grateful. Ladies and gentlemen, you probably recognize her from Instagram, from TikTok. But today, she's here in flesh for the first time on the set of Let's Get Real. Please give it up for none other than Shuchi! Woo! Woo! Come on, give it up, guys. Yeah, yeah. Let's go. Let's go. Wow. I love it. I love it. Hey, Shuchi, how are you doing? I mean, thank Hello. You so much for being here.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm so excited. I'm a big fan of the podcast.
Really?
Yes.
That means a lot, not just to me, but I'm sure to everyone who is behind the cameras as well. And like I said, you know, when we first started the show, I remember the struggle to get guests on and to find people, suitable people to come on the show. And even till today, after 4 years of doing it, you know, and sometimes we still struggle, like, you know, inviting people to come on the show. But for you, when I first approached you and you were so on and you straight away said yes.
Yeah.
And that brought so much encouragement to me. So thank you so much for saying that, by the way.
Yeah, of course. Like, thank you for doing this. I've listened to a lot of episodes. Yeah. I feel like it's very hard to find Malaysian Christian content. Mm. And I actually actively searched. And that's how I found your podcast. Like, when I think first season, I was looking for a Malaysian Christian content. I found a few, and that's how I came upon your podcast.
Should we clap again one more time? Because I mean, that's
good job, guys.
I mean, guys, honestly, let's go. Yeah. So yes, now I'm sure a lot of people recognize you from Instagram, from TikTok as well, because of all the content you put out, and that's where I also sort of got to know who you are. And I know you know the show as well. So, you know, if you don't mind, today Let's Get Real is all about not talking about Chiwi, which you are more commonly known as, but today we want to really focus and talk about Shuchi.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yes.
Yes. And I'm going to try and get this right and not butcher her name because I've been practicing since just now, but from half an hour ago. Shuchi.
Yes, you got it.
Shuchi. Mm. Okay. It's in my core memory now. Yes. Shuchi. Now, like I said, a lot of people know who you are and what you do and where you're from, but for those of us who may not know, could you maybe just briefly introduce yourself, tell us where you're from and what do you do actually?
Yeah. I am from Kuching, Sarawak.
Yep.
So I grew up there. And right now I am a teacher/content creator. So I teach part time. And then my other half of the time I spend making content on TikTok and Instagram. I do a lot of content regarding school stuff, teaching with my kids.
Nice. Now, if you don't mind, we know you now with 100,000 followers, but we're going to rewind back before all the lights, before all the glamour, before all the action, right? So we're going to rewind back the years right now and sort of go back to you when you first, were in Kuching. So if you don't mind, could you share with us a little bit more about your family background? How was it like growing up for Shuchi? What were your parents like? You know, were you like, even as a student, were you a good student, a rebellious girl? What was Shuchi's background like?
Yeah. I love school, and that's why I'm still in school until today. So I was a good kid. I really liked
Wait, were you like those A-plus student?
Not at the start. My result was like quite okay. And then finally, like for my SPM, then I did get like straight A's.
Wow.
But before that, no lah, but pretty okay. I enjoy school because I was always very active in school, in church, always like involved in a lot of clubs, society. So I enjoy performing. I enjoy like being active and like a part of something.
Right.
And so growing up was very safe. I think Kuching was a very safe and sheltered place. Mm-hmm. Like everyone was very kind. A lot of my friends were friends from church.
Uh-huh.
And so I grew up in that very warm and very great community. And so my childhood was really great. My parents are Christians. So I grew up in that Christian family, Christian environment.
Yeah, I think you mentioned as well your grandparents are also Christians.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. Yeah, my grandparents are Christian. And I just found out recently that it's because my grandma kept going to church. And then slowly my grandfather's like, okay lah, I'll be Christian too.
Happy wife, happy life, guys. Yeah. Always remember this, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm very grateful for the spiritual inheritance that I have. Because I think that's one thing that I can see that my family is so blessed and all my cousins, and I just see that blessing, generational blessing in my family because of my grandparents who are so faithful and my parents as well. Mm.
Do you have any siblings or any brothers or sisters?
I have two younger brothers. They're both in the US right now.
Right.
One's working, one's studying. Yeah.
So you are the oldest. You're the oldest.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And you mentioned that your grandparents were Christians, right? Mm. So, I mean, this question is going to be quite redundant, I feel. But when is the first time you heard the name Jesus Christ? Just out of curiosity. Do you remember?
I don't remember.
As a one-year-old.
Probably. Like, my parents, like, as I was saying, when I give birth, then they pray for me in Jesus' name, amen, I guess. But I've always known, like, God since I was a kid. I've always been in church.
Because you grew up in church, correct, right? In that environment. And I'm guessing you're very active in church as well. You're probably youth, worship, usher, everything.
Yes, everything.
Bakaliao?
Yes, Bakaliao. Because I grew up in a family church.
Right.
So since young, for Sunday school, I'll be singing and dancing in front also. Mm. My dad was very involved in church. So I guess it made us, like, all my siblings, we all served in church, like, all our lives, actually. Yeah.
Nice. Now, I'm a second generation Christian, right? Mm. And you're a third generation Christian. But obviously, you know, as second gen or third gen Christians, what we often face is, I personally face this problem where when we talk about God, it's always our parents' God. Mm. And, you know, and Jesus is such a personal, it's a very personal relationship we have with God. And was there a moment for you, or because I grew up in church as well, right? Yeah. Youth and everything, and that worship and everything. But it was until much later in life when I became much more serious with God after having a personal encounter with Him, and then finally acknowledging God as my personal Lord and Savior. So what was it for you? Did you sort of have that encounter, or would it for you like, okay, since my parents, they worship this God, and so I will just follow in their footsteps until now today? Is there a moment for you, something like that?
Yeah. So since I was a kid, I think I was very like, because I think I was pretty a good kid, right?
Right.
So in my mind, like, okay, I need to read the Bible. It's something I should do. And so I did it. I should pray, right? I should do all these things. I should serve. Like, those are good things to do. And I understood God, who God was, like, in my mind. But when I was 16, 17, I went to this church. I think it was a school camp. Mm. I was very active in ICF, which is a school Christian club. So I don't see that a lot in Kuala Lumpur, but in Kuching, a lot of schools, we have Christian clubs.
Right.
So
like every school, they probably have one.
Yeah, quite a lot of schools, yeah, had Christian clubs, yeah. And so I went to this one camp, I think it was two camps in that 1 year, and it was talking about, do you really want to be a disciple of God and the cost of being a Christian? And like, I was like, you know, when you're so young and you never really think about what is the cost of following Christ. Yeah, and I was so young and so, like, innocent in my faith. You know, I was like, yeah, God, like, I want to serve.
Take me.
Yeah.
Use me.
You know, the altar call, I'm like, me, God, me. And I think for the first time, I felt Christ, like, in my heart. Like, a warm feeling of, like, feeling so much love for things that I naturally didn't love. So I think... why I'm in Malaysia right now, why I decided to come back to Malaysia. I feel like since then, like, God placed this burden in my heart for Malaysia. I just love my country. Every time someone asks me why you come back to Malaysia, and I say, because I love my country, they're
I understand, are you crazy?
That.
You know, I love my country as well.
Yeah, but it's just a God-given love that is not natural. Mm. You know, it's not me. And so that really changed my life. I experienced Him in a very real way.
Yeah,
I've never felt love like that before. Mm. I just remember, like, crying and, like, when I first felt that love and just feeling so accepted, I think, was what I, even as a kid, really longed for. Mm. I was very, like, I'm always performing and always in front of people and always, like, I was very well-liked, right? And so I guess I seek that a lot, like, approval and love. Even wanting to be acknowledged by my parents more, you know, I wanted to praise, you know, Asian parents, you just wanted to praise me more. But when I experienced that kind of love from God, it was very life-changing for me. Yeah.
Now, you mentioned that you decided to come back to Malaysia. So we're going to fast forward a little bit here because you went to the US to study for 4 years.
Yeah.
It's quite a long time. And then you ended up working there for a year as well.
Yep.
What was that experience like? I mean, I've never studied in the US, so I'm always interested to know. And I know as well, because a lot of friends that I have, when they go overseas, right, it usually happens both ways.
Mm.
Somehow, some of them, they really get an encounter with God.
Yeah.
while they're overseas. And then there's a flip side of the coin where they go overseas and they completely lose touch with God.
Yeah.
So yes, although you grew up in a church environment, you know, you served in ministry and you had a very personal touch from the Lord as well when you were 16 and 17. Now we're talking to like US, you're 18, you know,
I'm
in
free.
Cantonese. Yeah, you're 6 Aikai already. There's yeah. more freedom.
Yeah.
So how was the experience like for you? Did you like get closer to God? Or did your relationship sort of like wander? Did you have like, did you wander off? Or?
I think my identity, just me as a person, right, was so rooted on everything I was doing in Kuching. Like I was well liked, right? I had a lot of friends. I was a leader. I was, you know, very, very like confident in who I was. But then when I was taken away from that space that I was so familiar with, into this new environment where like I looked different, I couldn't, you know, I sounded different. Yeah. I was like so different, and I went to Oklahoma, which is largely predominantly white, right? And so not a lot of Asian people too, even Asian American. So I felt very out of place. And so I was like questioning who I was, like, who am I? Like, and so even with my faith, I struggle a lot. So I started dating, I started trying. I did all these, like, my parents don't watch this, but this is Let's Get Real, right?
Yes. Yeah, what happened? Yeah, tell us.
Right.
Let's go.
Yeah, I tried drugs, and not like crazy drugs, but you know, just like entering this space where I never entered before.
Yes.
You know, Kuching is so
sheltered. Like
yeah. And I was very like good girl kind, right? Yeah. And so freedom, my parents are not there. I tried all these different things.
They won't be watching, huh?
It's okay lah, I guess.
Okay lah, right, it's okay lah. Okay. Hi, auntie, uncle, hello.
I guess they will watch. I should block them before I share my story.
Don't block them.
but so that was a place where I was really trying to figure out who I was.
Right.
I would say that I'm grateful because I went to church, a very, very small Chinese church.
Mm-mm.
And if you don't go to church, everybody knows. And so that kept me accountable.
Mm-hmm.
And because it was so small, I was serving almost every other week.
Yeah.
And that kept me accountable. Like, even though, okay, so I guess I'll go drinking and then like next morning I need to serve in church. But I will still go, right? Because I have to serve.
Can serve, ah?
Can serve.
Oh, not bad. Very good. Tolerance very high.
I need to serve because I already signed that, right? When I look back, I used to think, oh, this church is so small. Like, it's not the kind of church that I want to be at. Mm. You know, I always ask God, like, why do you make me stay in this church? Because I pray. I like, God, I don't want to be in this church. It's not what I want. I want to be in a big mega church. And I'm in the U.S. You know, I want to experience all these things.
Yeah.
But I'm so grateful that I was there because that community kept me so accountable.
Yeah.
Even when I was being very rabak and like, you know, trying different things and figuring out who I was.
So you had a relationship in US?
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
Yes. I had two, I dated two people in US, but my first relationship was pretty not so great.
Mm.
I think I was just looking for some like a safe space, which I didn't have there. You know, I felt very foreign, out of place. So there's this really nice guy that, you know, I felt I could vibe with. But
oh, I love how you're putting out all the Gen Z, millennial. I could vibe with. Oh. Yeah, let's vibe with.
What else should I say? But ultimately, yeah, it was not the right person to date, and so that was a big distraction, I think, for me in my faith.
Yeah.
Because every time after church, I'm like, I don't hang out with my friends. I just want to go home and hang out with my boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And my boyfriend wasn't Christian. Mm-hmm. So, it really challenged my faith.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, you know, you came back. You worked there for
a year.
Yeah. So, you studied, what did you study? Sorry.
Elementary education.
Education, that's right. Yes. Yeah. So, you're pretty much doing exactly what you studied as well.
Yeah.
Nice. And then you worked there for 1 year. Also in Oklahoma?
I worked there in Oklahoma. Yes, in a different state.
I see.
Yeah, for 1 year.
Right. And then what was the turning point? Why did you decide to come back? Just God just placed a burden of Malaysia?
Not when I was in the US, even before I left. So I think when I was 17 and deciding what I wanted to study, so I just pray, right, God, what should I study? I love marketing and like all this mass comm stuff. So I'm like, yeah, I really want to do that. But just very randomly, a chain of events happened and I just felt this burden for kids and this burden for the next generation. And so I was like, okay, I've never wanted to be a teacher. And like, I want to be so many other things. Never planned of being a teacher, but that was like a God thing that got placed in my heart. So I was like, okay, I'll study education. And even when I was studying, I tried to like change my major so many times because I don't want to do it. But God just kept pulling me back. And so many crazy things would happen where like, I used to work part-time in a restaurant. And I remember at that point, I was thinking, okay, I'm going to go like ask if I can change to a business degree because I want to do business. And then as I was serving, I served this table of teachers, right? And so I'm making conversation. And in the US, whenever you serve, you get tipped.
Right.
So as a server, you just want to like be as friendly as you can. So I'm serving and I saw that they're wearing their teacher shirts. I'm like, oh, I'm going to be a teacher too. Just trying to make conversation. And then so it was great. They left me a really nice tip. Half an hour later, they came back with all these teaching supplies. And they're like, you know, I just want to bless you. Yeah, you're going to be a teacher soon. Just want to bless you. And in the box of school supplies they gave me, I realized they were Christian. And I was like, oh my gosh, God. Okay, I get it. I get it. Like, you want me to be a teacher? I will be a teacher. And so the heart has always been to teach in Malaysia. So even then, when I was 16, 17, like praying about it, it was always about coming back and serving my community. So that's why I decided to come home. And I'm glad, like, I love Malaysia. I feel like this is my home, you know?
Yeah. 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 And then obviously today, you are not just a teacher. You are also a content creator, posting up and doing content on Instagram, on TikTok, and places like that. How did you sort of stumble into this? I use the word stumble because I don't know. I mean, my generation, all of us from our era.
I feel like you're very old. I'm quite, you're not that much older than me.
I mean, compared to a lot of people here, like you're quite young, actually. Yeah, but I mean, at least in my time, we stumbled. Like, no one actually, like, in my era, like, I want to be a YouTuber. Yeah. I want to be an Instagrammer. There wasn't such a thing. And I don't know how was that like for you. That's why I naturally just used the word stumble. But how did you get into what you're doing today?
Right.
Because we don't believe in coincidences, right? Correct. We believe that God placed you there for a reason. So maybe talk us through how did you end up doing this as well?
Yeah. I think education or like kids, right, is something God placed in my heart. But even since I was very young, I love YouTube. I like watch all YouTube all the time. I never watch TV. I'm just like a YouTube kid.
Really?
Yeah. I like Ginny Boy. I used to watch every single video. Tian Hao, right? All of them. Like Wong Fu Productions.
Yep.
Niga Higa, all of them. I loved YouTube. And so I've always loved and dreamt of like, oh, I would love to be a YouTuber one day.
So you actually had a dream of wanting to be a YouTuber. Did, wow, yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, because nice. I love the content. I love consuming content. Yeah. I love like making content as well. So, yeah, that's like in the back of my mind, I've always wanted to do that. But I was teaching, right? So then like I was doing what I felt was what I should do, my calling. And then one day I downloaded TikTok. I was like, maybe I should start singing on TikTok because I saw like singing videos are going viral. Let me try that.
Yeah.
But I posted one video of me going back to Kuching. It was MCO. And so the borders were opening. I was going back home and I made just like a transition video and it got 100K views overnight. And I was like, oh, people want to watch my stuff. And so I tried different things and then I slowly started. I tried one video with my students and then that went viral. And I was like, okay, let me try more kids content.
Yeah.
And that's how everything started.
Now, I'm very interested to know, what do your parents think of what you do? Because I'm sure you guys enjoyed a very good relationship growing up. Like you said, as a kid, you grew up in a very safe environment and they provided that sort of upbringing for you. You know, what do your parents think of what you do, actually?
Yeah, my parents are very supportive. So supportive. My dad, like, loves what I do. He watches everything I post. He's in my broadcast channel. He follows my Finsta.
Right.
He follows me on every platform. And he, like, loves to be featured in. Every time, sometimes I need to film stuff at home. I need him to be in an ad. He's like, wait, let me comb my hair. and he loves it when people are like, uncle, I saw you on TikTok. And he's like, he feels famous. So my parents are so supportive, which I'm very grateful for.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also because I guess because I was working already, then I did that. So they were pretty, how do you say that in English? Pretty...
Let go.
Okay, okay with it.
And your mom, she's also very supportive. She's like, oh, go ahead, do whatever you want.
Yeah, my mom's pretty chill. In terms of like my career ambition, my mom's like very chill with
whatever. Oh, I can't imagine the pressure on your brothers though. Like, Are they also creating content? Or
they're not content creators, but they're doing great with what my brother is in tech, and like yeah, they're all doing great like, in their own ways.
Right. Okay, cool. Yeah.
But sometimes I force them also to be in my videos.
Force them?
They're mostly okay, which is I'm great. My whole family is mostly okay with being in front of the camera. It's great for me.
Good to hear. Now we want to talk a little bit about social media. Because it's, you know, you've been in social media now for quite some time, I would say a couple of years.
Yeah.
And we both know that it's sometimes in front of the camera, yes, everyone looks good, you know, and it's glamorous and everything like that. But there are a lot of things that goes on behind the scenes as well. And the truth is, being in this entertainment industry, there are a lot of dark places as well. So initially, I didn't want to bring it up, but I think it's okay. But a few months ago, you obviously had some trouble with social media.
Yeah.
And I can't remember when it was. Probably, I don't know, like April, May, something like that. And it was a huge thing. It was a huge deal. And, you know, you went through it and you were in the thick of it all. Could you share with us, if you don't mind, what happened then? Yeah, what happened to in that time period?
Yeah. So I got into like a Twitter, mm-hmm. an ad that I made that I posted and then deleted. But before I deleted that video, it got saved by someone, and then it was viral on Twitter. And so they were coming at me for using kids in my videos and all these things about consent. Mm. I think just looking back at the whole situation, my first like feeling when everything happened was like I was very scared and a lot of fear, because I didn't have any ill intentions, but I guess I was very careless with social media, and I did grow very fast. I didn't understand the implications or the gravity of my actions. I didn't realize that I know the numbers of my followers, but I just don't, and you know, it's just a number on your phone, like you don't think so deeply into that. I was very afraid. My school got involved. But I'm very grateful because my school and all the parents in my school, very kind and very supportive, very gracious to me. So I had that support system. But in that moment, at first, I was very angry at this person who like, didn't know me. Mm. We're saying all these things about me. And my first instinct was like not to be gracious. I really wanted to like fight back and like defend myself and take revenge. Like my first thought is like, oh, I'm like so angry. How can you, like, you don't know me. How can you like say all these things that, and a lot of them are false as well about me. But through that time, I'm very grateful that there are many people praying for me, my parents. I didn't tell them what happened because I didn't want to worry them, but they found out because I was on the news. So they found out through the news. They're just like, not great for my parents. But they immediately like started praying for me. My pastor's praying for me. And in that moment, I just realized that so many people, especially in my faith community, I mean, in the faith community and not, so many people was just, they're so supportive and so kind and just really covering me in prayer. And so in that whole time, it was very stressful, right? I never broke down. I was like in like problem solving mode. So like we had to talk to MOE, talk to the school. And finally, when everything was resolved, then I really broke down. And I realized like, wow, like all the prayers that, and it's like nonstop. Everyone's like sending a prayer. Mm. Even people that I'm not really close to like praying for me. And it's just in that moment I realized that I'm so covered, and that like it was a wake up call for me also that I need to use my platform a lot more carefully, that I do have a voice that people listen to, and I cannot just use it very loosely.
Was your faith shaken during that time? I mean, from a Christian perspective.
No, I think it was strengthened. It really like, oh my gosh, God, like I feel that now looking back, I'm very grateful for what happened, you know. I'm like, okay, thank you. Even though I was so angry then, I'm so grateful that someone called me out and someone like put me in my place, and there were no like terrible implications of what, you know, nothing bad happened out of it. Like I just was reminded, and it was big enough for me to really like sit down and think like, why do I have this platform? How am I using it? And like, am I glorifying God with my platform, right? It really made me, because I couldn't work for 1 month, like everything is down. So it made me think like, yeah, why do I have this platform? And because of all the prayers and support from pastors and my parents, yeah, it kind of like refocused me, I think.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, wow, you know, I can't imagine what you've gone through. I've never been through something like that before. Yeah. And I think in many ways also, I can feel some similarities because being on social media, we always want to be liked. And, you know, and I feel like I can relate a little bit as well because I always seek for approval myself and I always want to be well liked by everyone. If I can please everyone, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to try to please every single one of them. Yeah. So, you know, when I heard about what you went through, the first thing was like, shucks, man, if that was me, how would I react to it?
Yeah.
And I think the instinct would definitely be also to defend, to lash out even, you know, especially to address anything that's false. And there were so many of them coming out as well, right?
Yeah.
Right. So when you look back, I know in that this happened maybe, I think, about what, three months ago. What can you say about your faith today when you look back on this incident?
I think it is more... I don't think my faith really changed. Mm. I don't think that incident affected my faith. Mm. But it did help to, like, shake me up a little bit and help me to think more carefully about, like, the platform that God has given me.
Right.
How I'm using it. Mm. Am I really, like, being very, very intentional about creating content that is... I mean, it can be fun, right? But, like, meaningful.
Yeah.
And even now, I'm still constantly thinking and reflecting on, like, what... Because, to be very, very honest, like, what is viral and what is maybe, like, you know, very meaningful or very, like, you know, Christ-like may not be the same thing.
Exactly.
And so, yeah, it was definitely a very good time for me to, like, think about...
So what do you think...
I'm doing this.
So what do you think God wants you to use your platform for, Shuchi?
Yeah.
What do you think? I mean, you've had some time to think about it. It's probably marinated for over two or 3 months.
Yeah.
What do you feel?
I think I have a platform that kids watch.
Yeah.
Personally, I would really love to be able to speak into that space. It can be fun, right? But I just want to give them, like, content that is wholesome. Sometimes we talk about mental health. We talk about, like, things that kids go through. Just give them a voice online so that when they consume my content, they can feel like they're being heard. Or can feel like someone is speaking to them.
Yeah.
I feel like kids are on TikTok anyways. Even if you think that they shouldn't be, they're on there. Mm. And so if I can create content for them that is funny, but also meaningful, encouraging, makes them feel heard, makes them feel related, give them some tips on how to, like, manage their emotions, then I think that is really meaningful for them. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it's safe to say right now that, you know, after this whole ordeal, that you've definitely gone past it already. Mm-hmm. That you're back and you feel much, much better as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think God has also never left nor forsaken you in that time as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's amazing to see because I think I saw one of your posts when you sort of made your comeback and you sort of shared a screenshot of so many people praying for you.
Yeah.
And I thought that was very, very, very nice, very sweet.
I was so overwhelmed because, like, all my church community, like, even growing up, like, all the aunties and uncles that, like, you know, were in my life, they saw me grow up. And just really affirming me, like, you know, we know who you are. And, like, oh my gosh, I'm going to cry. But, like, they see me for who I am. And sometimes online, people don't see that. So being affirmed and reminded of, like, who I am was so meaningful and powerful to me in that time. So, yeah, I think... yeah, I'm so grateful for God because He just always is affirming me because so many people in the world tell me different things about who I am. And I'm always, like, looking to be loved, right? To be liked, to be, like, I want to be affirmed, right? Obviously, I want you to like me. So whenever you tell me, whoever you tell me I am, I'm like, okay, I want to be that. Or, like, oh, I guess I'm that. You know, who am I?
Yeah.
But people who, like, really love you and know you, when they affirm you, it's so, so powerful.
Right. Yeah.
I guess the tissue is useful.
For me, not for you.
No, I need it too. I need it too, thank you.
Yeah. So, I mean, Shuchi, you know, you've been through a lot. You're only 26 years old, to be honest with you. And to see how God has used you, to see how you've journeyed with Christ. Today, you know, when you look back on 26 years of living on this earth and from where you grew up in a small town of Kuching, going to US, going rabat a bit, then coming back, going rabat on social media for a while, and then coming back again.
Yeah.
And 26 years later, when you look back on your life and everything that has happened, what can you say about God?
Wow, like, He is so faithful.
Mm.
I think in different phases of my life, I experienced God differently.
Yeah.
Like, there, when I was a kid, you know, it's just like, oh, God is, like, so loving. God is so kind. And but as I grow older, like, God is so gracious. And, like, regardless of everything that I've done wrong, regardless of, like, my mistakes, regardless of me, like, not acknowledging Him or doing things my way, like, He's so gracious and so consistent in His love for me. Mm. And I think I go, it's very, yeah, for me, like, I seek for love in very different places, right? Online is one, right? But just remembering, like, God's love is the only thing that can really, really fill me. That is the only thing that can really complete me.
Mm.
He's so good. Like, I don't even know what to say. Like, the most constant thing in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Shuchi, before, you know, I let you go or anything like that, when we talk about the future, you know, when we think about what's next for you, is there, what do you look forward to, you know, in the next 1 year, next few months? What are you looking forward to? What is your dream? If you don't mind me asking, like, I want to know actually what is your dream, because you're so young and you've accomplished so much, but what is your dream actually? Do you have one?
My dream.
Yeah. I know it's such a far-fetched question.
No. I know that I have been called to work with kids.
Yeah.
Maybe it's teaching, maybe it's through the content that I'm making, that I'm working or creating content for kids. I think that's something that, even though maybe not something I personally want, but I feel that calling very strongly in my heart. And so, my dream is just to be able to impact as many kids and to love on as many kids. And there's so many kids that if you don't go out and, like, talk to them, right, you don't realize they go through so many things. A lot of my students, they go through very, very crazy, like, mental health issues, the things at home, like, divorced parents, that can really, really affect the kid. And, like, they don't know how to handle these big emotions. Or, like, dating for the first time, right? Like, love. How do they, like, first heartbreak, a friendship fight. Those are, you know, those very, like, mental, emotional things. But there are other kids that I've worked with who, like, sleep on the streets or who, you know, are struggling to find money, or they quit school because they don't understand the importance of education. So if I'm able to, like, just throughout my life be able to use my resources, maybe it's the money that I make to bless them, maybe it's the platform that I have to speak into them or inspire them, then that's what I want to do.
Awesome. I hope to see you fulfill that dream. Truly, I really, really hope to see that come to pass. Is there a favorite Bible verse that you have? You know, I think I've never asked this question, but should. Is there
favorite Bible?
Is there one?
Yeah, I mean, I always, like, since young, I like the plans I have for you, like, to bless you and to prosper you. But I think what has really been an anchor for me is, like, seek first the kingdom of God.
No
and then
way.
Everything else will be given to
that's
you.
That's literally since I was a youth, that was the verse that I live by.
Because it really, like, reminds you, right?
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's your favorite Bible verse.
Yeah. It's a good one.
It's a good one. Yeah. And you know, the other principle that I always believe in is honor God and He will honor you.
Yes.
Honor God and He will honor you.
Correct.
Yeah. So that's amazing to hear, Shuchi. Now, before we end, is it okay if I just, you know, just say a quick prayer for you? Is that okay?
Yeah, yes, please.
Yeah, can I pray for you?
Yes.
All right, come on, let's just pray for Shuchi. Lord, we just want to thank you for Shuchi. We just want to thank you, Lord Jesus, for the life that you've given her. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything that you've blessed her in. We thank you for giving her such a wonderful family as well, who's been able to support her, who's been able to be her pillar of strength as well. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, above all, Lord, that truly, Lord Jesus, you know the plans that you have for her, Lord Jesus, plans to prosper her, not to harm her, to give her a hope and a future, oh God. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that as Shuchi takes Matthew 6:33 into her heart, Lord, we just want to pray, Lord Jesus, that she seeks you and your kingdom, Lord, that she draws near to you, that you will also draw near to her, Lord Jesus. Truly, Lord Jesus, there's so many things that you want to do through her, Lord Jesus, using her life. And so I pray, oh God, that even right now, Lord Jesus, you give Shuchi, Lord Jesus, the confirmation of the calling that she has in her life, Lord Jesus. Give her a faithful and an obedient heart, Lord Jesus, to follow, Lord, and to go and run after you, Lord Jesus, not run after the things of the world, Lord, because we know, Lord Jesus, that one will never ever last, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for blessing her, for looking out for her, for never leaving nor forsaking her, Lord. And when she looked back, that she can say, like, God, you are faithful. And I thank, and she can say, I thank God for everything that has happened to me. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that in everything she can still praise your name and still give thanks, Lord. And may she continue, Lord, to praise your name and glorify you all the days of her life. And so I just want to commit Shi Qi into your hands. Bless her, Father. Expand her territory, Lord Jesus. May many, Lord, come to know the gospel and the love of Christ, Lord, through her life and through her sharing, Lord, wherever you place her. So we commit Shi Qi into your hands. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Shi Qi, any last words before I let you go? Anything the Holy Spirit impresses upon your heart? Anything you want to say at all to the audience? Please go for it.
Find community. It's so important as a Christian to do that. If you want to know more about God, it's important to, as a Christian person, find community. I think that's so important. Don't do life alone.
Yeah. Amazing. Well, very short, very sweet, very concise, but very wise as well. Thank you so much, Shi Qi, for coming on and for sharing your story. Truly, I've been personally blessed. Thank you for being so open and vulnerable with us as well. It means a lot, and I'm sure it means a lot to other people who are watching as well. So to those of you out there who's watching this right now, if you want to see more episodes of Let's Get Real, you can just head on to YouTube. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel. It's at letsgetreal.my. Alternatively, if you want to stream us on any podcast platforms, so on Spotify, we're on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, all the major streaming platforms. Other than that, you can also join us on Discord. That's right, we have a Discord community out there. Just join us there, and we've got a lot of updates in store for you as well. Besides that, I think nothing much else left to say other than that God bless you. We want to say a big thank you to Shi Qi for joining us. You can look for her at Qiwi.
Qiwiie. Yes.
That's right. You can look for it on Instagram, on TikTok as well. We want to say God bless you. We'll see you guys again next time. This has been Brendan and Shi Qi on Let's Get Real. Bye-bye and see you. Hey, what's up, guys? Thank you so much for tuning in to yet another episode on Let's Get Real.
If you want to see more episodes like this, be sure to subscribe to our channel, like the video, comment, and share it with your friends.
And if you want to support our ministry by giving your love gifts, you can do so with the bank details that you see on the screens right now.
Be sure to earmark LGR or Let's Get Real so that we know your giving will be used for this ministry.
Thank you so much for watching. Until next time, God bless and bye-bye. Bye.